Now that we're at the height of the summer fruit season, are you craving a cobbler, crisp, or pie? Well, if you are, you're in luck, because Here & Now's resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been dreaming up some recipes using summer berries, and she's with us now to share them. Hi, Kathy.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm well, but with the summer heat, a lot of folks are trying to avoid turning on their ovens. I can relate to this, Kathy. I'm the baker in my house, and my wife doesn't like it when I turn it on to bake. So how do we get around that and still make tasty desserts?
I completely understand, too, because when it's hot, I have a kitchen that has no air conditioning, and it's brutal. There are a few things to do, because this is the great time of year for fresh berries, stone fruit, cherries, peaches, on and on. I like to bake early in the morning before my workday begins, or else I'll prep everything late at night and pop it in the oven as soon as we sit down to dinner, hopefully in a different room. So you do want to kind of plan when you're going to turn your oven on and add extra heat to an already hot summer.
Yeah, it helps that fruit set up a little bit too. I find that if you bake it right after dinner, it's hard to be patient enough to let it cool properly and eat. So that's a good tip. Help us understand some of these recipes that you brought, though. My mouth is watering at this three-berry cobbler. First of all, explain what a cobbler is, what qualifies, and what happens if you've only got one or two berries on hand?
Oh, you can make this with a single fruit. If you've got a peach tree, you could just use peaches. If you've been to the farmer's market and you've only found raspberries and blueberries, use those. Essentially, what you do is you take 4 cups of fruit, mix it very lightly with sugar and a touch of cornstarch, pile that into a pie plate or a gratin dish, some sort of baking dish. And then you make a very simple buttermilk biscuit. You mix flour, sugar, and buttermilk with some butter. You cut out 6 biscuits and you place them on top of the fruit. And then you bake it. And what happens is the fruit softens and bubbles up, but the biscuit gets crisp and buttery. And it's this beautiful topping to summer fruit. And it's a highly adaptable recipe, as these all are.
It just sounds fabulous. If you're trying to maybe scale back on the butter a little bit, though, Kathy, you do have a blueberry crisp for us that uses granola, which at least sounds healthier.
This is the simplest recipe of all. Again, you could use any summer fruit you have. This is something I'll put together at the last minute, or if people stop by, you mix the summer fruit, again, throw it into a pie pan, and then you mix some granola, or if you don't have that, you could use oats and nuts and raisins with some light brown sugar, ginger, and cinnamon, and you work a stick of butter into that, and it essentially becomes like a crown or a topping. You press it down lightly on the fruit, almost like putting a blanket on a child. You tuck that fruit in, and you bake it until that fruit bubbles up and the crisp. This is why it's called a crisp, because the topping gives you this delicious crisp topping, will tighten up. I also realized I didn't answer your other question about a cobbler. Apparently, the look of these biscuits on top of the fruit looks like a cobbled street, or, you know, a cobblestone. So that's where it gets its name.
Yeah, we're very familiar with the cobblestones here in Boston. So that's a familiar one. And I hear that actually there is some butter in there after all. What makes the blueberry dessert, though, a crisp and not a crumble? What's the difference there?
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, it's semantics. A crisp generally tosses fruit and tops it with oats or granola. And a crumble tends not to use oats, but it's sort of more of a streusel-like topping of you know, light brown sugar and a little bit of butter. Also, I want to say there's 1 stick of butter in each of these, but they serve 4 to 6, 6 or 7 people. It's summer. We need to celebrate. We've been through a really tough year. Stick of butter, go for it.
Amen. And that's barely a tablespoon for everybody, so it's fine. It's all spread around. You've also brought us one more, Kathy, a pie recipe. And look, we've talked about this before. Pies can be intimidating for folks. How do you make this one easy?
Okay, so this is the pie for everybody that says, I can't bake a pie. All right, no shame here. I use a pre-made graham cracker crust. If you want to make your own, go for it. But you can find really good pre-made crusts. And then I mix a can of sweetened condensed milk with some egg yolks, a lot of fresh lime juice, a lot of grated lime zest, the green outside of the lime, and you bake it for a mere 15 minutes. So you're oven, your kitchen heat up for 15 minutes. You take it out and you want to chill it for about 2 to 4 hours. And then, right before you're ready to serve it, you whip some cream with vanilla and sugar. You make a lovely topping on the pie. You can toast some coconut, sprinkle that on, and fresh berries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries. And it is such a beautiful, refreshing pie, the lime, the coconut, the berries. But it'll take you less than half an hour from start to finish.
Well, now I'm hungry and also feeling liberated because Kathy Gunst has given us permission to use store-bought pie. So thank you for that, Kathy. And thank you, as always, for your time. These recipes are at hereandnow.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks so much.